Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Pádraig Lodge is back with us. Pádraig, I presume you're starting with the events in Leuven last night as well, are you? And Abby Larkin, I think, saying it was the best night of her life.
Yeah, getting that late goal, a very important goal, which could make it easier for us to get to the next World Cup. Dramatic night in Belgium. It looked like the match was heading to extra time, but Abby Larkin's goal sealed a 5-4 aggregate victory for Ireland.
Just looking at the stats there in the Star, Ireland had 41% possession to Belgium's 59%, but shots on target, 10 shots on target compared to 2. There was just a lot of activity around the goal mouth.
Tells its own story, yeah. And Belgium ranks 7 places above Ireland in the world rankings, so that's a mark of how significant a win it was. Well, let's hear now from the hero last night, Abby Larkin. She spoke to our soccer correspondent, Tony O'Donoghue.
O'Sullivan, nice little thick header by O'Sullivan. Picks up Caruso. Larkin's in the middle. She's going to roll it to the edge of the penalty area. It's still with Larkin in the area. Larkin has scored! In the last minute of the game, the 90th minute, Abby Larkin, on as a substitute, has scored for Ireland with a delicious dink over the goalkeeper. It's 2-1 to Belgium. Ireland lead 5-4 in aggregate.
Oh God, honestly, one of the best feelings I've ever had. Especially like the credit to the girls in the second half. I'm telling you, we fought through even though the score wasn't going our way. We never gave up, and that just shows what we're all about, and that shows that we're Irish and we'll never give up. And yeah, I mean, as soon as the goal went in, I was like, wow. I actually was about to start crying, it was that good, but I had to focus then for the next 2 minutes.
As we saw, your family are here, and did you go over to them?
Yeah, I blew my mom a kiss, to be fair. I'd say she was crying in the stands, but it was amazing even having them here to experience that with me was in a feeling I'll never forget, and I really appreciate them.
It shows the value of squad as well, doesn't it? You came on knowing you had a role, you had a job to do. And boy, did you do it. You had a chance before that goal as well.
Yeah, to be fair, I think everybody on that subs bench was ready to come on, and we all know our role because that's what we have to do. Even if we're not starting, which we're still in with the team. And I think the few chances, I think I was just keeping them waiting for the last one. I'm so proud of myself for what I've done today.
Brilliant. That's Abby Larkin there. And it means that Ireland will now be able to take their place among the Nations League top teams. And the last time Ireland were there, they faced England, France and Sweden and only picked up one win. That was their last match against an understrength France at Parky Cueve. Ireland will now be seeded for the World Cup playoffs. And manager Carla Ward praised the willingness of the group to progress, and she's excited about playing at the highest level.
Belgium essentially are a lot higher than us in rankings. We know we want to play against better teams, and we've shown that we can compete with the likes of Belgium. We want to try and prove ourselves and compete against others. You only get better by playing against the best, and I think it'll be interesting to see who we get next week, and hopefully it's three big nations, because like I said, we can learn an awful lot by playing those teams.
It seems like a long, long way from Slovenia and 4-0 away.
Yeah, if you remember what I said to you on the night, we learned an awful lot that day. And if you had said to me when I took the job, 7 wins from 8, I would have snapped your hand off, really, because it was a transition period. You know, this is a very different squad to the Wales camp, and we've had to do a lot of work. And, you know, I know Katie spoke during the week about trying to get the messages in. We've had so many classroom sessions. We've had on and off the pitch. And do you know what? I have to take my hat off to this group, because they take on messages better than any group I've worked with. They are so diligent, they want to learn, they're constantly in meetings asking questions. They're just a breath of fresh air to work with, and I actually told them that this morning. I said, you're just a good group to work with, and they deserve honestly some plaudits tonight.
It's good to talk about football, isn't it?
Listen, it's great, we're getting there, aren't we?
It's Carla Ward with Tony at a very noisy stadium in Belgium. Here at home, Shamrock Rovers could be crowned League of Ireland champions
Finally.
Tonight. It's
taken a long time for a side that really have had this title wrapped up for a long time now.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, really. Each step that they've seen just that they have to get the point, and they haven't managed to do it. Galway United seems a more manageable prospect, though, at home this evening, and they would have it wrapped up then with a game to spare, and they'd be champions for the 5th time in 6 years. The administrators at cash-strapped Sheffield Wednesday have indicated that they intend to auction off the 2 golden elephant statuettes that its former chairman installed 9 years ago at the main entrance at Hillsborough. The administrator, Chris Wigfield, revealed that the elephants had to be moved inside the stadium amid fears that angry fans would vandalise or steal them. He said they'd been put in a cupboard and would be sold off. So an indication really of how how bleak things are for Sheffield Wednesday. Caelan Doris is expected to lead Ireland against the All Blacks on Saturday. Doris hasn't played since undergoing shoulder surgery in May. He was among 36 players who trained in Chicago yesterday afternoon, giving head coach Andy Farrell a fully strength squad bar the loss of Mac Hansen. Bernard Jackman believes Connacht should do everything they can to bring Joey Carberry back to Irish rugby and has called on the IRFU to support the move financially. He made those comments on the RTE Rugby podcast. The Breeders' Cup could be robbed of its biggest name after Connections of Sovereignty reported that the Godolphin colt has a high temperature and may not run, while one of Aidan O'Brien's main and hopes Minnie Hawk is being monitored after she lost weight on the flight to California. The old course at St Andrews will be lengthened by 132 yards as part of a revamp before it hosts the 2027 Open Championship. A number of new bunkers will also be added. And finally, British player Cameron Norrie has described beating Carlos Alcaraz as the biggest win of his career. He went through to the last 16 of the Paris Masters with victory over the world number one.